guys have the edge of quarterback this week?
I mean, you know, this is going to be a tough game. You know, even last week, you know, in the second half, with the different things that went wrong with the Cowboys, Romo still gave them a chance to get down there and kick a game-winning field goal instead of getting it into overtime. So, you know, this is a game that records don't matter going into this one. This is a division rivalry. This is going to be a tough matchup, and we know that they're going to be fired up Sunday Night Football in Dallas, and it's going to be a four-quarter fight. That's what all these games have been, is a team who has the ball last, a team who makes a play within the last 2 minutes is a team that's going to come up with the game. So we're preparing for a 60-minute fight.
With all that happened in the last 24 hours before the game, how were you feeling about the play of the offensive line?
Well, I think, you know, Mitch did a great job of stepping in and playing at guard. I think Jim Cordell did a great job of stepping in and playing blocking tight end in different situations there. And Kevin Booth, I mean, doing a great job of stepping in at center. I mean, number one, it's great to have a veteran like Kevin who can play the three different positions inside. And also, I mean, Mitch wasn't even sure if he was dressing before the game. And here he goes going off and starting in the game. And I did a great job. You know, I just tried to communicate with him in the huddle. So you're not doing that at the line of scrimmage and getting him on the same page on the sidelines and talking through things with him. But he responded well. And, I mean, the same thing on the other side of the ball. I mean, you know, we just signed Chase on Wednesday. Here he is making special teams tackles, getting a pick on defense. That's the way that this team has responded this entire year, is that, you know, even with the injuries, even with all the stuff that has happened, you know, nobody's made excuses for it. We've continued to stick together and fight through it and move forward. And it just shows the type of team, when we have that desire and that determination out on the field, you know, how good we can be.
Whose job is it to keep the reins on Mitch?
Oh, Rich, no, Mitch did it, like I said. You know, obviously he's an energetic guy. He's a guy who plays with a lot of energy and excitement, but he did a tremendous job. And most importantly, I mean, with those guys in there, there wasn't a drop-off. We didn't change our offense. We didn't change our game plan. We ran what we wanted to going into the game, and they did a great job for us.
You know, David, look, nobody wants to.
Can you give us one thought on the opportunity that's just before you right now?
It's obviously a huge one. I mean, you look at the beginning of the year and, you know, your first goal of the season is to win the division, because that assures you a chance in the playoffs. So, you know, that's something that we talked about, and this is going to be a playoff game atmosphere. Sunday Night Football at Dallas, this is a heated rivalry. I know, you know, since I've been a Giant walking around in New York and New Jersey, the first thing people say to you is, make sure you beat the Cowboys. So we know that this is going to be a 60-minute fight, and we're preparing for it.
Didn't feel like Eagles, though. There's more animosity with the Eagles recently, though, right?
No, I mean, all these games are, you know, that's what history and tradition is about, are two great teams going out there, especially division rivals, when you play them twice. You know it's going to be a fist fight.